director, firm administrator. Oh, right off the bat. Well, that's not me. Let me get you to my IT guy, my CIO, my director of IT. But here's the problem with that. First of all, I'll tell you, probably the psychological reason why it's happening is, you know, these people are really smart. They're excellent at what they do, but they don't really understand IT too well, as they shouldn't, right? You know, why should they? But
hi, everyone, and welcome to Toss C3 Podcast. I'm excited to welcome the founder of Toss C3, Greg Gehenna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing amazing. How are you doing, Neil?
Doing very amazing as well. And our topic today is IT, and this is an interesting topic in IT, where sometimes the delegation of IT is led to people in management that don't have the experience. They hand it on to somebody else, right? Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Yeah, no, you know, it's kind of like that. But here's what I run into a lot. You know, if I'm speaking to, let's say, a municipality, and I'm speaking to the mayor or the chief of staff, they'll immediately delegate it and relegate right down to the IT department, because that kind of makes sense, right? Because I'm calling about cybersecurity, I'm calling about cloud computing, you know, so it's IT, send it down. If I'm calling a law firm, if I'm talking to a managing partner, executive director, firm administrator, oh, right off the bat, well, that's not me. Let me get you to my IT guy, my CIO, my director of IT. But here's the problem with that. First of all, I'll tell you, probably the psychological reason why it's happening is, you know, these people are really smart. They're excellent at what they do, but they don't really understand IT too well, as they shouldn't, right? You know, why should they? But it makes them feel not so smart. It makes them feel sometimes dumb, because right, we're talking buzzwords, we're talking about this, we're talking, and they don't know. So they're like, well, I don't know. And people want to avoid that pain of not knowing something. So they immediately, you know, send that off to IT. But here's the problem. We'll take a local company here that was breached, and they're in a lawsuit now. You know, they had a ransomware attack, that data got breached. It's offsite, and they're in a class action lawsuit. And let's just take that example at a municipality or at a law firm. And the person who was in charge, CFO, firm administrator, they didn't deal with it. So they passed it off. They got hacked. And what happens? Well, you know, let's be frank. IT these days, everybody has an IT guy, and they look at IT people as the help, as the janitor, right? It's like the HVAC guy. It's the same thing. So now they had the attack. So the building's on fire. So the building's on fire. What's the janitor going to do? He's going to quit, right? But who's left holding the bag of the attack is his boss. And who's his boss? Well, it's the managing partner, the director, the chief of staff, the mayor, whatever is left holding the bag. And if they had only, I'm not saying become an expert in IT. No, that's not what I'm saying. But inspect. So you get what you expect. You know, how do I know that cybersecurity is safe here? You know, Mr. IT director, please explain to me how you can guarantee that my law firm's not going to get hacked by ransomware. Oh, well, we do this and that and this and that. And then I have a third party verify that to see if that's accurate. And now I've done my job as leadership, right? But if I just leave it to them, or just assume because I've hired some consultants that they're taking care of me and I'm all set, that's kind of an ostrich approach. And unfortunately, if this breach happens, one of two things is going to happen. The owner, or the management, or the city, or whoever this person is reporting to at the highest level, you know, are they going to call them stupid or irresponsible?
They're going to call them irresponsible for not keeping the responsibility of what their job is, of the CEO or a high level person in the company, to know what's going on with IT. And by the time that they wouldn't weren't in the loop, it's too late.
Yeah, 100%. Right. So, I mean, they understand that they have to have the best CPA. They have to have, you know, the best legal counsel. You know, they have to refer to, you know, maybe a business coach or CEO consultant or something to always better their game, to always improve, to always make sure that things are double checked. But with IT, they just don't seem to do that because they don't understand it. And instead of bringing in an expert to verify, you know, they just assume everything's cool. And that's the problem. So that's really what I had to say about that, Neil.
Well, it's definitely something to look at and give you a call, because ultimately you need to have an expert in an area that could just be, and we're going to talk about this in another podcast, the costs related to a data breach and how that's going to really be a hard recovery for your bottom line for that year if it happens, because of liabilities, which we've talked about before and all that, and looking forward to that in the next podcast. But the best place right now to give you a call today so that you can really see if you're on the right track is go to tossc3.com right now and schedule a call with Greg today. Right, Greg?
Yeah, it'd be perfect.
All right.
Thanks,
Nate. All right. That was the Toss C3 podcast, guys. Take care.